Hi everybody, welcome back to the Hey You series with Patty Nduru, a place I get to share my stories, my thoughts and my mind. Today I was supposed to have a guest, guys. I didn't even think I'll be here, you know, talking and just sharing with you. But there was a miscommunication and some delay, and I was just like, okay, cool, let me just freestyle today's episode. So as you listen, I'm just freestyling. I usually write my things down, pre-record, and just post when Friday comes. But today I'm recording Friday and I'm doing everything and then posting very soon, the time that you're going to listen to this. So today I just want to talk about holding on. Hold on. Hey you, hold on. So as I've just shared with you, I was not supposed to be here, and the reason being, I didn't have anything to tell you guys. You know, I had a breakdown, let me just call it a breakdown, a few weeks ago. In fact, the last few days I've just been here and there crying. So I was like, how am I going to go on Hey You series and encourage someone when I need the encouragement? You know, how am I going to say, you girl, do this, hey you boy, do this, when I am just a mess? I also need encouragement. I also need someone to lift my hands. Reason being, I don't always share everything, you know. Being people can say, ah, Pity, your things are going well, you have your business, you have your family, you have this. No, I don't share everything, and things have been tough for me. And I think the last few days, that's when I just had a breakdown, because I was just looking at my life. And I think for the Wednesday, Thursday, I was just looking at my life. I was like, God, why is it? It's just so painful. You know, everything I do is just so painful. I think yesterday I started having that conversation with my mom, and it kind of like made me feel better. But still, you know, you just get to a point where you're like, everything I do, I have to just to struggle. Everything I do, be it business, be it I'm trying, I'm a Christian, and everything, obviously, I want to do, it's going to be best if I get the money. I'm going to help God's children. I have to help God's children. But then everything I do just has to be a struggle. I can just give you an example. When I finished my university, I was looking for a job. People, you can say, why were you looking for a job? You have your company, but still, that company needs funding, and funding, I'm the one who's fund everything. If I don't work, no one will fund it, unless God just bless me with something. So looking for a job was a struggle for me. Let me just tell you, it's still a struggle for me. Not that I am much into it, because I don't usually apply. But when you look at other people, whom you went to university with, you kind of see maybe they're on their third job or fourth job, and you're like, me, I am, yes, maybe I'm doing something and I'm getting something, but it's not enough. And maybe if you kind of look at those people's lives, you see, like, Christianity, Jesus and all, they are not that dedicated as you are. Yeah, they are not that dedicated, and they don't even give back to the community or just tell someone it's going to be all right. They don't even do that. They just use their money to do other things, buy alcohol and all the likes. And you're here, you're like, I'm a Christian, and I'm just, but things are just not moving from point A to point B. So I was just a little bit angry. I can just say that I was a little bit angry. And I was just like, God, why is this happening? Why is my life just like, everything I have to do, I have to struggle a little bit to get a few things. You know, if it's money, I have to struggle to get probably, let me just say, $100. Why is it like that? And then today I woke up feeling as usual, low. I was like, okay, I'll just talk to the girl who's supposed to present, and then she will come and do her thing, who's supposed to be the guest today. And then I prayed as usual when I woke up, and God told me something. He said, I'm holding on to you. That's the word that he told me. I'm holding on to you. So it was just sort of like an awakening moment to just realize that I've not been holding on to God. He has been holding on to me the whole time. When I went through the fire, he was with me. When I go through these things, he's just there with me. Even though sometimes when I'm like, even though you are there with me, why is things not moving? Why is things so hard? But he just told me that I'm holding on to you. So I just want to encourage you to and say, hold on. Hey you, hold on. Just hold on. Don't give up. Okay, don't give up. I almost gave up. Like, I didn't. Yeah, it's not the first time that I've wanted to give up. But I was just like saying, I'm done, God. I'm done. I'm just done with this Christian thing. I'm done with this everything. I'm just done. Okay? If you just don't show up, I'm just going to just leave everything and just give up. But you said, I'm holding on to you. So I just want to share that with you also. He's holding on to you. The Bible says, I don't want to sound too preachy, okay? I'm not a preacher. But there's a verse that always repeats in my mind when I get to those moments or when I'm doing something. It says, I know the thoughts I have towards you. And those thoughts, they are not to harm you, but to give you an expected end. I'm like, so he kind of knows. When I don't get what I want, probably if it's finances, if it's that, he knows that that's not the best for me. So today I just want to be grateful. Friday I'm just going to be grateful and say, God, thank you so much. Thank you for so much, because you know what I want, and you're gonna do the best for me. And I believe you, and I trust you. So hey you, that's what I wanted to say. It just ended up being a little bit too long, but you know, I love you and God bless you. Bye. Hey you, see you soon.